to the moment of joy. We've been away on a summer break and are ready to greet the new busy time. Summer is such a time of release, relaxation, and rejuvenation. We tend to be in coast mode, but at the same time busy with planning the upcoming year. So my scripture verse today comes from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. A book and chapter that reminds us of how there is a time for everything, an ebb and flow. It is natural. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. There is an appointed time for everything, and a time for every affair under the heavens, a time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot the plant, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. The ebb and flow of life, a time for everything. I know there are people mourning right now and people rejoicing at the birth of a new baby. That is the most simplistic example of Ecclesiastes I can give. But it shows that God is good all the time. In our grief, we can be assured that God is with us, and in our joy, He is also there. Feel God's presence today, no matter where you are in the flow of life. If you are sad, take your cares to the Lord. If you are rejoicing, rejoice in the Lord. He is always with us. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us in the good times and the bad, in the scattering of stones and the gathering of them. Remind us today that we are yours and you are with us through it all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Have a great day. You matter.